Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered. My name is Charles. This is Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. We are doing the things. We are representing. We are being visible. We are doing what needs to be done. This is about truth, about loving ourselves, about caring for ourselves, being here and supporting each other. Love will always live. Love always lead the way. Struggling with homosexuality has been something that has been happening amongst our people within the society. It has been happening for millions of years. It's not something new. That is why some of our people are so obsessed with when someone says that they are gay, they are not ashamed of who they are and things like this. It becomes a spectacle for them. It becomes somewhere that all of them will go like flies that saw a massive dump of shit. This is how they come to you when you are a gay man living your life without caring. There's a video I saw this week. Someone shared this video. And it was posted on a Nigerian blog. I think it was called Gossip Something, Gossip Mew, or whatever. I can't remember the name now. And this young man was being interviewed on a street somewhere in a not nice place, not a really nice part of Nigeria. And he was talking how he is gay and yada, 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 and his sexual preference and things like this. And was not ashamed of it, was saying what he was saying and was speaking Yoruba as well. My freaking goodness. When you go to the comment section and see some of the comments in this video, some of the comments on this video, it is atrocious. It is absolutely disgusting. Our people have a massive problem. And the truth of the matter is, if the hill that you've chosen to unalive yourself is the hill of homosexuality, my dear, you have a problem. I have said this so many times on numerous occasions that a lot of these people who behave this way lack morality. They don't have any form of moral compass. They are morally depraved because they do not want to take any accountability about what they do. What they do is they tell you, oh, Jesus Christ said it's bad. God said it's bad. Yada, yada, yada. My dear, a lot of you need to go and have several seats. Struggling with homosexuality, especially in African homes and communities, is something that is not new because it is not about being confused, being broken or sinful. It is about living in an environment that punishes honesty, polices desire, and teaches queer people to fear themselves. They want you to be afraid of who you are. They want you to be ashamed of who you are. They want you to coil into your shell and not be proud of yourself. People like me, the way I am, living in my truth with my full chest, they don't like it. It challenges every fucking thing that they've been taught. It challenges everything that they've been brought up with, that they've been brainwashed with. Because this is brainwashing. As a people, our culture does not vilify queerness. Our culture does not see queerness as something that is evil. But a lot of these people use their Bible as a weapon of destruction. They use it as control to do some of these atrocities, and it does not make any sense. This episode literally is for us, especially if you are a queer person, if you are a gay person, a queer African who have been told that you shouldn't be who you are. Ones who have been told that you are not valid, that you should not live your life. Those living double lives. Anyone tired of being blamed for pain they didn't create. Because what is happening is you are made to lead double lives, to lie, to conform, to pretend that you are not a gay man, that you are not a lesbian. We are tired of being blamed for the pain that we didn't create. No queer person, no LGBTQIA plus individual created themselves. I want to make this clear today. If you are someone struggling with homosexuality, thinking that it is bad, you need to start making peace with yourself because there is nothing wrong with being a gay person. Because what does it even mean? What does struggling with homosexuality actually means? What does it mean? Because it is something that you've been told that you shouldn't be yourself. Let's be very, very clear. You are not struggling with being gay. You are struggling with homophobia. I want to make this extremely clear right now. No queer person, no gay person is struggling with being gay. What we are dealing with is that we have been made to be struggling with homophobia, religion, family pressure, and fear of consequences. I wrote a blog post not long ago. I can't even remember if I posted it on my website, where I was talking about the consequences of me being gay that I struggled with. I have faced a lot of them, and I came out of it being a beam of light. I am still here. Those things that I was scared of that will happen to me, what happened? I am here. I am a living example that you can be yourself. You can go through ups and downs and still come out a winner. Because the truth of the matter is, every human being on the face of the earth struggles with punishment. And they are punishing us for who we are, for not choosing who we are, because we are born this way. Stop worrying about religion, about family pressure, and about the fear of consequences. What you should be concerned about is making peace with yourselves and being at peace with who you are and loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, when you are at peace with yourself, you will have immense joy and happiness. Because being gay, being LGBTQIA+, is not a sin. What we have learned is struggles. I was saying this to my man one time. I said, hey, was thinking about 6 years ago. I said to myself, oh my God, all my life I have been struggling, fighting to be able to live my life the way I want. And every time I feel like I was losing the fight because I wanted approval. I wanted validation. I wanted acceptance. I wanted that family to accept me the way I am. But the moment I realized that my struggles were learned, that my queerness was not what I learned, that being gay was not a choice for me, which I knew anyway, but it wasn't as clear to me, I started saying to myself, I did not choose who I am. I did not learn to be gay. These struggles that I mean is something that I have been taught by way of religion, by way of family structures, by way of control. And I refuse to struggle anymore. And these things I don't struggle with. I don't struggle with being gay. I'm okay with being gay. I am okay with being a homosexual because there is no sin here. There's a story I was told not long ago. This guy said that they went to this church and the pastor was saying, oh, you are gay. I saw this. And then on TikTok Live, I think it was 2 weeks ago, somebody was talking about things that was happening, how a particular pastor told their parents that he is gay, yada, yada, yada. And this guy said, look at what these pastors do these days, especially in Africa. They speak to your parents, they find out your name, they get their assistants or whatever to check your Facebook profile, your Instagram profile, your TikTok profile, and things like this. So they gather information about you. That's when they will start saying that you are gay, that you are suffering from the spirit of homosexuality. You are possessed and things like this. I went to a lot of prayers with my mother. No pastor, nobody ever saw that I was gay. Do you know why? Because it is not a sin. You are not going to see in your vision that a woman is attracted to a woman, that a man is attracted to a man, because they are not sin. It is not a sin. It is a natural variation of human sexuality. God created gay people the way they are. So anyone that is telling you that homosexuality is a sin, they don't know what they are talking about. I want you to stop today, from now on, to stop with these struggles, because these struggles you learned and you need to unlearn them. Your queerness, you did not learn. You should stay with that. It should stay with you because that is who you are. You are never, ever wrong. African households create the struggle. These struggles are created from childhood, from when you are a baby, where Africans are taught all of this nonsense. We are taught that love is conditional. Safety depends on silence. Acceptance must be earned. Desire is dangerous. You learn to monitor your voice, work, body, and emotions. I have seen this firsthand with a lot of people that I know that are gay, that are queer. As soon as you behave a certain way, they'll be like, stop that. That is not how you behave. That is when you start to learn to monitor your voice, how you speak. You monitor how you work, how you gesture, how you behave, the way you speak, your body language, and your emotions. All of these things are controlled. They want you to be in a box. They don't want you to express yourself, because if you express yourself, that is not manly. That is too gay. That is not something that we do here. A man is supposed to be strong. A man is not supposed to speak a certain way. Your voice is supposed to be deeper. Who the hell told you that? Who told you that? The thing is, when survival requires hiding, honesty feels terrifying. What I refuse to do anymore is I refuse to survive in a negative way. I refuse to make myself small for people who don't deserve me. The thing is that as a queer person, you are extremely honest because you know who you are. You've accepted who you are, and you are truthful and unapologetically truthful with yourself. And this honesty terrifies them. It terrifies them. And what happens is that a lot of these people tend to now use things that they can use within their resources that they have, where they start thinking, oh, we need to control him. We need to control them. We need to make sure that they don't teach our children how to be gay. And what is so shocking is that some of these people don't even know that some of their fathers, their grandfathers, their mothers are queer people. It is absolutely scary. I have talked about religion a lot on this podcast. The reason why I talk about religion a lot is that religion is used as a tool to control. Religion turns identity into a battlefield. Religion is used to control, to manipulate, to make you not use your common sense. Religion frames being gay, queerness, LGBTQIA+, as a temptation, a test, a demon, a phase. We are not a phase. We are not demons. We are not a temptation. We are not all of these things. Instead of using this religion as healing, it is used in a way faith becomes fear. Now, you are afraid of the wrath of God. You feel like you are a sinner. You start to be scared that if you sleep with a man, if you express yourself that you are a sinner, that you are going to go to hell. Because it is used as a tool to make you to be afraid. This is why when people are talking and you speak about the church and you speak against the church, or you say things about not believing in God, or you speak the truth in regards to religion, they'll be like, don't do that. You are insulting God. God is to be respected. Yada, yada, yada. Who told you so? People are made to have the fear of God. That is why you see some of these girls, they'll be like, oh, I'm looking for a husband, but I want a man that has the fear of God. Why will you fear your father? I don't have children, but if I have a child, I don't want my child to be scared of me, to be fearful of me. I want my child to respect me, to love me, and I do the same for them as well, and guide them through their struggles and through things for them to be a well-rounded human being. Why is it that this so-called God and this so-called religion is always requesting and requiring you to obey, and ask, and pray, and want heaven? Which means the people who succeed to go to heaven, the other people don't deserve anything good. It is crazy. This is why I say that some of these people are suffering from religious psychosis. I experienced the lows of the low recently. I never knew that Jesus needs to arrest me. I was told this a few days ago. I'm waiting. Jesus will arrest him. Jesus will arrest you. Arrest me for what? Because of what? You that is lacking morality, that is morally depraved, is telling me that is honest with who I am. I am unapologetically me, living in my truth. I have integrity. I'm not a sinner. Why will God arrest me? Why will Jesus arrest me? What do I need to repent from? Because all of this nonsense does not make any sense at all. Once you have been stripped of your critical thinking, you begin to act like a fool. There are some people that I know that are extremely educated, smart people. When it comes to the way they reason about homosexuality, about certain things and religion is thrown into it, they just sound very, very stupid, unintelligent, less than smart. And you'll be asking yourself, what the fuck is going on? what is going on? I will tell you this. Any belief system that requires you to hate yourself is not spiritual. It is abuse. It is extremely abusive. Because why would you want me to hate myself? Why will you want me not to love myself? Why should I not dress how I feel? Why should I not express myself, speak how I want to speak, dress how I want to dress, sleep with whoever I want to sleep with, marry whoever I want to marry? It is about love and humanity at the end of the day, right? But no. It is abusive. It is all about abuse, control, and manipulation with some of this religion. Because any belief system that says that I'm less than is not for me. This is why I don't go to church anymore. I am someone that was raised Catholic, went to a Catholic school, and all of these things. But my goodness, do I not want to have anything to do with some of these people? Because I do not want to be somewhere where you are constantly telling me that I should hate myself, that who I am is wrong, that I'm a sinner, that I need to repent, where I am not shown any love at all. Why should I be there? You are literally abusing me mentally, emotionally, and otherwise. And you want me to be in community with you? Hell to the no. I want none of it. My sister was having these conversations with me because I posted a TikTok video where I said I no longer believe in God. And she was like, don't be saying that God exists. And she was so upset about it. And I'm like, I understand you, but I have ancestors. I have a culture. Why should I subscribe to a version of religion that says that people like me look less than, that are less than? Why should I subscribe to a version of religion that does not have anything to do with my ancestors? That was my answer. She was still arguing, and I'm like, okay. The thing is, we have been fighting as homosexuals, as gay people, as queer people. We have been fighting. Of course, there's a cost. There's a cost of fighting who you are, but you will always win. You will always win. I understand that this takes a lot of emotional and physical toll. I know this. And I see this amongst a lot of queer people that I know. This is why last week's episode, I was saying that we need to understand that therapy is absolutely important. The physical and emotional toll this cost of fighting brings is anxiety, depression, self-loathing, hypervigilance, risky double lives, loss of intimacy and joy. And this is something that we need to acknowledge because there are a lot of queer people who are going through these things. A lot of homosexual men who are going through these things on a daily basis. That is why I am an advocate for therapy. You need to speak to someone about how you feel, about how your parents have dealt with you, what happened to you, your struggles, how religion has been used to convert you into being a straight man, how you've been told that you are useless, that you should go and die, that you are not valid, all of these things. Because before you know, you are down emotionally. You don't become stronger by denying yourself. You become fragmented. Do not deny who you are. Don't deny who you are. You may have all of these struggles. You may have the insults. Family members can curse you out. They can tell you that you are going to go to hell. They can tell you that we want to strangle you with our bare hands. But you should never, ever deny who you are. Because who you are is sacred, it's wonderful, it is not a phase, it is not a taboo, like they tell you. I totally understand the mental struggles, the emotional struggles, the physical struggles, because that is the truth. There is a cost to this, but we are created in a way whereby we will try as much as possible to be able to see the brighter light of day. Look at me, I'm here. I went through hell. I was hypervigilant. There has been so many times where in Manchester, I will want to go to a gay event. I'll be like looking. I'm scouring everywhere. I'm thinking if I see a black woman that is older or a black man that is older, and I'm like, oh, maybe that person knows my family. Maybe that person knows my brother. Oh, they will go and tell somebody that knows me. I was so weird. And the thing is that I never ever hated myself or not be at peace with myself, but it was so horrible.
It was so horrible.
I was living a life that I wouldn't call a double life, but I was not telling anybody at my home, at my house, at home that I was gay. At one point, I told my brother that I had a girlfriend and her name was Kimberly. That is my own kind of double life. I went out and nobody knew. I got to a point where I started becoming anxious as well. And the anxiety came by way of like, I got tired of it. And it was beginning to make me feel like, I don't like myself. I don't love myself. That's when I said, no, I am not going to struggle anymore because I don't want people to know. I just said, no, this will never be me. Ever. And I started living my life the way I want to live my life. Because the thing is that your struggles will disappear when you feel safe. Your struggles will disappear. And for you to feel safe, you need to make it within you to create an environment where it's safe for you. Or if you are lucky to move away from an environment where it is dangerous for you, then safety will appear. Your struggles will melt away. When queer Africans find safety, community, and affirmation, the struggles go, they fade, they go away. For me, I found safety in so many ways. I found community. I started to affirm myself. I started to say to myself that you are not wrong. You are wonderful. You are amazing. There is nothing wrong with you. Why do you care? Why are you seeking for permission from people who will never give it to you? Why do you want their approval? Why do you want their validation? Because there is no need for that. I want to make this clear to you. My homosexuality is my superpower. I thank my maker for creating me gay. I said this to somebody one time. I said me being a homosexual made it easier for me to know people who actually love me and people who don't. And I stand by that. Because every day I come across people who know that I'm gay, depending on how they react towards me, will tell me if they love me. Within my family dynamics, aside from some of the wayward ones who just want money from me and just pretend that they love me, I know those ones and I cut them off. The thing is that we will never change. We are not changed. You can never change. It is not because of there is any change in you. What change is the danger? Because when you move away from where you are struggling, those people who are hurting you, who created those struggles for you, some of them never ever change, or even most of them will never ever change. But what will change for you is the danger you encounter. You are never going to be in danger where you are struggling with who you are. Because the truth of the matter is, the problem was never your sexuality. It was the environment you grew up in. And it looked really, really horrible in that area and dangerous, but he was so comfortable in the way he was speaking on this interview and the things he was saying. And I hope that he's safe because I do know that it is dangerous. But then again, for him to be honest like that tells you what we as queer people, what we are made of, because we live in our honesty of who we are. And I am sending all the positive vibes and all the positive energy and protection and guidance and everything wonderful to that young man, because he is a pure and wonderful soul that deserves everything wonderful. Because the environment we grew up in is not favorable at all and continues not to be. There is no moral victory in repression. That is why some of these people who come to insult me, who are repressed homosexuals themselves that are suffering from internalized homophobia, I always say to them, you do not have any moral victory in your repression because it is such a crazy situation for you to be. And I am going to address the myth of all of these things. I will tell you, if you are struggling and you are repressed, you do not get a reward for your suffering. Suppression doesn't make you holy. Pain is not proof of righteousness, because some of these people who are struggling as well themselves, who are repressed, live in pain. They are not happy. That's why they want to pile on your struggles by calling you all sorts of names for being a gay person. But they are in pain, and that pain is not a proof that they are righteous. You are actually morally above them. These people are morally depraved. I just want you not to struggle anymore, because there is no need. your peace of mind, your happiness, your mental well-being is not found in denial. It is found in your truth, in you being truthful to yourself, in you accepting who you are and say to yourself, I am not going to struggle with me being homosexual anymore. It is not my portion. Who I am is who I am. My maker created me this way and there is nothing wrong with me. If you are someone that is gay and you are in denial, you need to stop it today. It is important for you to find your truth and live in your truth. Because allowing yourself to be in an unnecessary pain that you are is not proof that you are righteous. Because at the end of the day, you are a homosexual. Whether you are repressed, whether you suppress it, whether you hide it, whether you say you are not gay, the truth of the matter is you are gay. What you are doing is you are causing yourself a lot of pain, a lot of discomfort, a lot of lack of peace of mind. And the truth of the matter is you will not get rewarded for that. You will actually get a lot of rewards and happiness and peace of mind and good mental well-being if you live in your truth, if you are okay with who you are. You do not need to come out to anybody to live your life and be at peace with who you are. A lot of us homosexuals and queer people, I want to make this clear. Healing is not instant, and that is okay. Healing can take you a long time. It can even be a lifetime process, and that's fine. You can be doing it gradually and continue to make peace with yourself. I make peace with myself on a daily basis. I learn on a daily basis. I work on myself on a daily basis. You don't need to rush yourself into self-acceptance. You do not need to rush self-acceptance. You don't need to come out to be valid. I have said this so many times in so many versions. You do not need to come out to anybody to get any approval to be valid. You don't need permission to love yourself. Is that clear? Because a lot of us gay people always feel like we need all of this from people who don't fucking care for us. Healing can be slow, private, and imperfect. And that is okay. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be spoken for everybody to know what you are going through. But you can tell certain people that are close to you that you think have your back. Take your time. Do it at your own pace. Do it when you can. Heal at your own pace. Your timeline is yours. Everybody's journey is different. Our journeys are not the same. It took me a long way to get here. Some people, it took them a short way. Some people, it's going to take them a lifetime. And that is okay. But what is the most important is your peace of mind and your mental well-being. Take your time, but try as much as possible not to be struggling. So anyone struggling right now, you are not weak. You are not sinful. You are not confused. You are responding to pressure that was never meant for a human being to carry alone. Because the pressure we carry as gay people, as queer people, it is a massive burden that was never meant for any human being to carry alone. The things that they do to us, it is horrible. You deserve ease. You deserve safety. You deserve a life that doesn't require war with yourself. You deserve everything wonderful. What I have learned is that struggling with homosexuality is not a failure of character. It is evidence of how violently queer Africans are taught to survive. The goal is not to win a fight against yourself. The goal is to stop the fight altogether. And when you are ready, or even if you are not, I want you to know this. There is nothing absolutely wrong with you because you are born this way. You are created this way. You are not a mistake. You are not a phase. You are not a taboo. There is nothing, absolutely nothing whatsoever wrong with you. There is nothing wrong with us as homosexuals, as queer people, because we are the light, we are amazing, we are unique, we are wonderful. If this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear it. I want each and every one of you listening to this to sit with this question. What would my life What would my life look like if I stopped fighting myself? I want you, please, 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 stay honest, stay alive, stay safe, be safe. I want you to always be very careful how you navigate, depending on where you live in, especially if you live in Africa and some African countries where people are wayward. Please be careful. Stop struggling with who you are, because there's more to life. I want you to know this. Your peace of mind, your mental well-being is absolutely important. If it requires you to distance yourself from your relatives, from people who make you feel less than, from people who make you feel like you are wrong, do it and love them from afar. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for joining the Movement for Visibility, Representation and Truth. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. I will see you in the next episode. Have a wonderful time.